Okay. To allow a parak, you had bays. And we started the parak, but we'll... it was a while ago. It was a while ago. So we're not going to go all the way back to the beginning of the parak. But what we'll start from sort of in the middle. So what just happened in the previous parak was... Shaul has been anointed as king on two occasions so far. He was anointed privately by Shmuel, and then more publicly. And at that time, he wasn't accepted fully. And then there was an attack by Nachash HaAmoni, and Shaul rallied the troops and defeated Nachash HaAmoni in battle. And that after that, he was more fully accepted by the people. And at the end of the previous parak, Shmuel says, let's go back and do this one more time. Let's mechadesh the melucha. Let's renew the kingship one more time, a third time, and anoint Shaul as king in such a way that he'll be accepted by everyone. And now in our parak Yud Beis, Shmuel is ready to rebuke the people. So maybe let's just read it. Let's read from the beginning just to get the context. So it says, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Shmuel al Kol Yisrael, and Shmuel said to all the Jewish people, Hinei shamati v'kolchem, behold, I have listened to your voice, v'cho asher amartem li, everything that you've said to me, v'amlich alichem melech, and I've appointed a king for you. I've done what you want. Rashi explains that before you anointed a king, before I did it, so you would have said that I'm just trying to stop you. I'm not trying to stop you, but I wanted to set the record straight here. And now behold, the king is walking before you. Here he is. Naniza kanti vasavti. I'm old, elderly. Uvanai hina mitchem. And my sons are with you. They're not taking over for me. And I have walked before you from when I was young until this day. I have always been there for you, for the people. Answer me before Hashem. Answer me before his anointed king. Did I take anyone's ox? Did I take anyone's donkey? V'esmi oshakti, did I withhold any money from anyone? Esmi ratzosi, did I accept favors from anyone? U'mi'anmi lakachti kofer, did I accept money as a redemption in a situation where it wasn't proper, where the person was deserving of a punishment? V'alim einaybo, and turn my eyes away from him. So tell me, did any of this happen? V'ashiv lachem, and I'll answer you. So we talked last time about the psukim more in depth, about what these different things were referring to. Vayomru, and they said, Lo ashaktanu v'lo ratzosanu, no, you didn't withhold money from us, you didn't take favors from us, v'lo lakachta miyad ish me'uma, and you didn't take anything from anyone. Vayomru aleihem, and he said to them, Eid Hashem bachem, Hashem should witness this admission from you. The aid Meshicho, and the second aid, his king, his anointed one, Hayom Hazeh, on this day, Kilo Mitzasim Biyadi Me'uma, that you haven't found anything wrong with me, Mayomer aid, and he said, it is witnessed. So either we said that refers to Shaul, or according to the Medrash, that there was a Baskel, a heavenly voice came out, representing Hashem, that said, aid, that we testified to this. So this was witnessed and agreed upon. And now Shmuel seemingly begins his shmooze, his muster. And some of Farshim learning is actually like he's just, at this point, elaborating on, you know, who is this Hashem that's testifying to this? But Pashtus, the simple reading here is that he's now giving them a rebuke. Vayomer Shmuel el ha'am. And Shmuel said to the nation, Hashem asher asa es Moshe ves Aaron, Hashem who made Moshe and Aaron, who appointed them, who made them great, who made them the leaders, asher hela es avosecha mi'aretz Mitzrayim, and Hashem who brought your forefathers up from Egypt. The Atah now, Hityatzavu, the Shafta Itchem Lifnei Hashem. Standing, I will judge with you, I will discuss with you or debate, chieftain with you. Rashi here says that this word, and the Mefarshim generally say, Isbakeach Mochem, which means argue, really. I'll debate whether what you're doing is right in front of Hashem. Is Kotzidkos Hashem Asher Asa Itchem Vesabu Seichem. I'm going to talk about all of the righteous things that Hashem did for you and for your forefathers. So just to pause for a moment here. So the general theme, according to most Mefarshim, is that he wants to show, and he's going to show them, that they didn't really need a king. They didn't need to ask for a king. It wasn't right. Hashem works with them with special hashgacha, works with Bnei Yisrael in a special way, and Hashem would save you even without a king. And so it wasn't the right call to ask for a king. So he gives a little bit of the history. He says, Pasuk Ches, Kasher Ba Yaakov Mitzrayim. When Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, Vayizaku Avoseichem El Hashem, and your forefathers called out to Hashem, Vayishlach Hashem Es Moshe V'es Aharon, and Hashem sent Moshe and Aharon, Vayotiu Es Avoseichem in Mitzrayim, and he took your forefathers out of Mitzrayim, Vayoshivum Bamakom Hazeh, and he placed them in this place, in Eretz Yisrael. So I think I saw someone point out over here, it may have been in this Navi, that the Pasuk here says that Kasher Bo Yaakov Mitzrayim, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, and your forefathers called out to Hashem. Now, it sounds like it was like right away, even when Yaakov first came down, that they already were crying out to Hashem. Oh no, I know where I saw it. I saw it in that folder. The only thing I've said, has an idea here that, Benji, welcome. The only thing I've said speaks over here about how a doesn't really develop the idea, so I can't fully explain what he means, but I think we could get a partial understanding. So he learns that part of the rebuke over here of the people for asking for a king, it's okay, they'll be fine, they'll share. Part of the rebuke for asking for a king was that a person cannot reach their full spiritual potential when there is a king. He doesn't really fully explain it. He mentions it twice, and the extent of what he says for the reasoning is that he says a person ein adam yachol v'hagia v'tachlis hashlemus in Yeshua Melech Sherodeva. A person can't reach his full potential of perfection, spiritual perfection, if there's a Melech, there's a king who is Rodeva, who's chasing after him, who's commanding him. Then he repeats the idea later, and he says that because the melech is yachol v'shanoso midavar ledavar, the king can move him around from one thing to the next. I think it's basically the idea is that when there's a king, the person isn't fully free to do as they want what's best for their spiritual potential, and therefore that's a challenge, or that's that prevents the ma'akev, it prevents a person from reaching that level of shleimus. So he says that was part of Shmuel's rebuke to the people, was that for years we were fine without a king, and we're better off without a king, and you're not going to reach your potential without a king, with a king. And so he says, and on this pasuk, Kasher Ba Yaakov Mitzrayim, he asks the following question. He says, he says that Shmuel Anavi is bringing a proof that to this idea, that you can't reach your potential when there's a king. He says a couple of things. He says, first of all, that we find at the beginning when Yosef tells his brothers about the dream, about how he's going, basically the dream that means that he's going to be king over them, so they get very riled up. Vayisnu oso. They hate him, they want to kill him. So how could, you know, such great tzaddikim want to want you know, have such a reaction? So says Rabbi Yonah Sanai Ivshit that it's this idea that they felt, oh, if we're going to have a king, if you want to be king over us, so that's going to prevent us from reaching our taslis hashleimus, from reaching our spiritual potential. That was their major issue with this possibility. And so he says, however, Kasher ba Yaakov Mitzrayim, our pasuk, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, so and Yosef was king over them, Paro and Yosef, and they now had a king, so then, already then, they were in this situation of galus. They were in exile. They were in a situation where they had a king and they couldn't reach their potential. So already then, Vayizaku Avosechem al Hashem. Already then, your forefathers cried out, even before they were enslaved, even before they were physically enslaved, and even, you know, the spiritual enslavement of Mitzrayim, even before that, but just having a king, already then, the brothers cried out to Hashem that this is not a situation that we wish to be in. This is not a situation where we can reach our spiritual potential. Okay, the pasuk goes on. Vayishlach Hashem es Moshe ves Aaron, and Hashem sent Moshe and Aaron. Vayotziu es avoseichem mimitzrayim, and He took out your forefathers from Egypt. Vayoshivum v'makom hazeh, and He placed them in this place. Vayishkechu es Hashem elokeihem, and over the years since settling in Eretz Yisrael, you forgot Hashem. Vayimkor osam biad, they forgot Hashem. Vayimkor osam biad sistra, tsar tiva chator uviad plishtim, and Hashem handed you over into the hands of Sisra, the general of Chator, and in the hands of the plishtim, uviad melech Moab, and in the hands of the king of Moab, vayilochamu bam, and they waged war against them, against your forefathers. Vayizaku al Hashem, and what, you know, it's a cycle. You forget Hashem. Hashem sends armies against you. Vayizaku al Hashem, and they cried out to Hashem. Vayomru chatanu, and they did tshuva, and they said, we have sinned. Ki azavnu es Hashem, because we've abandoned Hashem. Vanavod es ha-be'olim es ha-shtaros, and we've served these different kinds of idols. Ve'ata, and now, they daven ha-tzilenu mi'adoyvenu v'navdeka. Hashem, save us from our enemy, and we will serve you. Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal v'es Bidon. And Hashem sent Yerubal. Yerubal is Gidon. V'es Bidon. Bidon refers to Shimshon, who was from Shevet Dan. V'es Yiftach v'es Shmuel. And He sent Yiftach, and He sent Shmuel. V'yatzel eschem yad oyveichem misaviv, and He saved you from the enemies around you. V'teshvu betach, and you sat confidently, securely, at that time. Okay. Let's read one more pasuk. Vatiru ki nachash melech b'nei amon ba'aleichem, and you saw, now you, right, up till now it was they, your fathers, but now you saw that Nachash, this king of Ammon from our last parak, was coming upon you. Vatomru, and you said to me, lo, ki melech imoch aleinu, you said, no, we want a king to rule over us. Hashem Elokeichem Malkechem, and Hashem, your God, is your king. And here you asked for a king. So just contextually, this pasuk actually is very important, because it's something that we didn't know about the first time they asked for a king. It seems that they didn't just suddenly ask for a king. Earlier, previously, it described it as, you know, Shmuel's sons weren't going in his ways, and then they asked for a king. This pasuk is really adding to the story and saying that they saw a threat coming upon them, Nachash Ammoni, and their reaction was, we need a king in order to combat him. And Shmuel is really telling them, Let's look back at our history, right? It's you don't need a king to defeat your enemies. You just need to be following the Torah and serving Hashem. When you turn to idols, when you turn away from Hashem, so Hashem sends an enemy against you. When you do tshuva, Hashem sends you salvation. And it has nothing to do with having a king. And this was part of Shmuel's rebuke to the people at this time. Now, this pasuk Yud Aleph, is sort of a famous pasuk. There's a Gemara which we'll learn together about this pasuk, and it's a very interesting pasuk in how it refers to the different shoftim. So the Gemara actually is in Rosh Hashanah. So it doesn't appear though till Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So it'll be a while till we get to it on the same page, but. Actually, it's on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And by that, I mean... So the Gemara says... Starts on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Lama alone is Barshu Shmosam Shel Zakenim Halalu. Why doesn't the Torah tell us what the names of the 70 Zakenim, of the 70 elders, were in the Midbar, serving under Moshe? So it says the Gemara, Shalo Yomar, so a person won't say, Adam Ploni Kimoshe V'Aaron, Ploni Kinada V'Aviyu, Ploni Ke'elda Dumedad. Right, if you have a rabbi, a judge, a dayan in our day, so you say, oh, he can't be a dayan. He's not like Moshe and Aaron. He's not like Eldad and Medad. So the Torah left 70 unnamed judges that we don't know who they were. We don't know how great they were. Maybe this person is as great as them. And so, and the lesson is to treat the rabbanim, the gedolim, the dayanim of our time, of any generation, like the greatest. And then it quotes our pasuk, Va'omer, Va'yomer Shmuel el ha'am, Hashem asher asa es Moshe ves Aaron, an earlier pasuk that we read today, Hashem who appointed Moshe and Aaron, Va'omer, and it says in our pasuk, Va'yishlach Hashem es Yerubal ves Vedan ves Yiftach ves Shmuel, and Hashem sent all of these shoftim to save you. Yerubal is a Gidon. Says the Gemara, Yerubal is Gidon. The Lama Nikra Shmo Yerubal. Why is he called Yerubal? She'asa Meriva Imabal. Because he went to war against Baal, against the idol Baal. By the way, you may remember that it's not just that the Gemara here is identifying him as Yerubal. He was called Yerubal in the Navi. The people called him Yerubal. So actually, the Mefarshim asked that somebody asks here, so if the Navi calls him Yerubal, if it's explicit in the Psukim, so why does the Gemara have to tell you that Yerubal is Gidon? We know it. Yerubal is Gidon. Go back and learn the Psukim about Gidon. You'll see it says, and they called him Yerubal. So I don't remember who asked the question, but the answer that he gives is that when they named him Yerubal, it was a condescending name. Because they were people who were worshippers of the Baal. And they said, oh, this is your Baal. This is the guy who's fighting our Baal. He's fighting our idol. When Shmuel calls him your Baal, it's praise to him. He's your Baal. He's the one who fights against the Baal, against that idol. So that's why the Gemara had to tell you, why did Shmuel call him your Baal? Because he was asa meriva imabal, because he fought against the idol Baal. Then we have Bidon Zeh Shimshon. Bidon is Shimshon. V'lama Nikra Shemo Bidon. Why is he called Bidon? De'asi Midon. Because he comes from Don. So you'll ask then, why wasn't he called Midon? Why is he called Bidon? So there's other ideas here. The Arizal, or maybe it's the Ramami Pano, or maybe both, they say that Shimshon had the shorish of the neshama of Nadav. Yesterday's parsha, Nadav and Avihu, So Shimshon was somehow, I don't know if he was a Gilgul or if he just had the Sharish and the Shama. I don't know if what the, I don't know the difference, but Ramah Mipana. He was a Gilgul. Okay, I don't know if there's a difference, but I think the way he actually says it is that he was a Sharish and a Shama. But I don't know enough about this to know if there's a difference. But exactly. So that's why. Bidan is the same letters as Nadab. I think when we learned about Shimshon, we talked about this, and maybe we pointed out some similarities between Shimshon and Nadav. I don't remember offhand. Maybe we said zealotry. I don't remember, but there may be some similarities there. Yiftach kimashmo. Yiftach. That was in one of the other shoftim. So that's just he just gets called by his plain old name, Yiftach. The Omer, and now the Gemara quotes one more pasuk, Moshe, the Aram, the Chohanav, Ushmuel, the Kari, Shmo. Right from Tehillim, Tzadi, Tes. We say it Friday night in Kabbalah Shabbos. So it equates, it puts Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel in the same pasuk. Moshe, the Aram, the Chohanav, Ushmuel, the Kari, Shmo. So the Gemara says that you see Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel are on one level, and you also have these other three shoftim of Shimshon and Gidon and Yiftach all being grouped together. Shakal HaKasav Shlosha Kali Olam Kishlosha Chamurei Olam. The pasuk equated in the same breath the three strict heavy hitters, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, put them in the same breath as the Kali Olam, the more lighter, the not as great Shoftim, Nevi'im, and that's to teach you, Lo Melecha, that's to teach you that Yerubal Bedoro Kimoshe Bedoro, Bedan Bedoro Ke'aram Bedoro, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. That each person, each leader in his generation, you have to treat like a Moshe Rabbeinu. That the leader of each generation, that's what we have. We have what we're given, and each generation is different, and we have to treat the Gdolim, the Dayanim, the leaders of our generation, like a Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lamedcha to teach you shafiu kal shebekalin v'nisman epanis al tibur. It's to teach you that even the lightest of the light, if he's appointed as the leader, then he becomes like the Avir Sheb Avirim, the mightiest of the mighty. And so it's I think a very important lesson for us to.
What is lighter?
I guess just in their greatness, they weren't. It wasn't a Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't the Aaron. He wasn't a Shmuel Navi. But he was the leader, and he's to be treated. That they're being equated on some level in terms of how we need to relate to them.
We can relate Noah or
Could be, right, in his generation, right, yeah, it could be.
A lot of we compare them, we have a lot that we also compare Noah.
Right, it could be, yeah, could be. So that's what the Gemara has to say about this pasuk. The Radak here points out, is a new point, the Radak says that it's interesting, he quotes the Medrash, it's interesting, Shmuel HaNavi is speaking here, right? And he says, and Hashem sent Yerubal, Bedan, Yiftach, and doesn't say me. Vilsi, he says, and Shmuel. Right? He speaks about himself in the third person.
That's interesting. Like a little bit of a guy that me. He had trouble with that. No, he says me.
Yeah, so there we had another place where he said me. Say Anochi Aroa, Ani Aroa, Anochi Aroa, something right? Ani Aroa. So the Radak says that. So he says two things. He says, yeah. So the Radak quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Misnabe v'lohaya yodeya mahaya misnabe. He had a nevuah, and he didn't know what he was saying. He was just basically saying the nevuah was just coming out. So, and that's why he said, he didn't say, oh, see, because he wasn't speaking in first person. It wasn't him speaking. It was just a nevuah emitting from him. So they bring down, in both of these Nevi'im, an amazing thing from the Vilna Gaon, in the Kol Eliyahu. And it comes back to that same pasuk we just mentioned, Moshe v'Aaron v'Kohanav, u'Shemuel b'Korei Shemo. Moshe and Aaron with the Kohanim, and Shmuel when he called out his name, when calling out his name. Says the Vilna Gaon. Right, we know there's a Medrash, and the Gemara sort of alludes to it, but doesn't say explicitly. The Medrash points out that this pasuk is equating Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel on some level. We've spoken in the past, you know, about different ways that they were equal. So says the Vilna Gaon, Biur Maimer Zeh, the explanation of this statement in Tehillim is as follows, Yesh Lomar, because we know that the Tchuna Moshe, the ability of Moshe was, as a Navi, was that the Shechina was midaberes mitoch throno. The Shmuel, the Shechina spoke out from Moshe's throat. It was Hashem speaking directly through Moshe. It wasn't Moshe interpreting a nevuah and then giving it over. The Shechina spoke directly through Moshe. And he says, we find the same thing by Aaron HaKohen at the time when he was Mishamish Bekuno, and he was serving in the Beis HaMikdash. I think specifically we refer here to Yom Kippur, because it says, we say on Yom Kippur, that the shame was Yotze mi pi Kohen Gadol. And Chazal say about that, the name of Hashem came out from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol. Chazal say, Sheyatza me'atzmo, it came out on its own. It was again, it's an example of Shechina medaberes mitoch throno, that Hashem was just speaking through Moshe, through Aaron's mouth at the time that he was doing Avodah. And he says, we find the same thing by Shmuel HaNavi, that he says in his tochacha, in his rebuke of the people, Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal v'espedon v'esyiftach v'yashmuel. And he should have said, says the Vilna Gaon, he should have said, and me. Because he was speaking. You have to say that at that time, he says basically like the Radak, he doesn't quote the Radak, that Oz Haisa Hashchina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. It was just the Shechina speaking out through Shmuel Hanavi, the Lohaya Yachol Omar Veosi. And he couldn't say, and me. So he had to say, and Shmuel. And so says the Vilna Gaon, we have an amazing shot in this pasuk now. Moshe had Shechina medaberes mitoch throno. The Aaron b'Kohanav, and Aaron when he was involved with the Kohanim, when he was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And Shmuel b'Korei Shemo, and Shmuel when he called out his name, his own name, all of those situations were situations of Shechina medaberes mitoch throno, of the Shechina speaking directly through the mouth of Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel Hanavi. And that's another way that they were equal and above all other Nevi'im, that they had these experiences of a direct Nevuah directly from Hashem through them, of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Dronam. Amazing, amazing drop. Okay. Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Ata. And now, Hinei HaMelech Asher Bechartem Asher She'eltem. Behold, here is the king that you've chosen, that you asked for. Hinei Nasan Hashem Aleichem Melech. And behold, Hashem has placed upon you a king. Imtiru es Hashem. If you will fear Hashem, Vavatem Oso, and you'll serve him. Ushimatem Bekolo, and you listen to his voice. Zilo Samru Espi Hashem, and you don't rebel against Hashem. The Yisem Gam Atem, the Gam Hamelech Asher Malach Aleichem, Achar Hashem Elokechem. And if you and the king that you've appointed will be after Hashem.
Yeah,
so I think he means here v'yisem that you'll remain. I think v'yisem here means you'll remain. That
If you use the Hashem, then you're Vatican with them, then you're the Shemakim with them. If one thing leads to the other thing, it doesn't. If you have one, you have all the rest of them. If you're Vatican with them, Shemakim with them, then you're.
Right.
Unless each one needs a different level, but it's. Yeah, put my ears to mine, and
yeah, I'm not sure. The Malbim just says that, you know, the Malbim says, if you'll fear Hashem and serve Him, put those together, and besides for that, you also keep the mitzvot. So I guess he's saying that there's an idea of avoda, more like tefillah, karbanos, that what we would normally call avoda, and then there's the other mitzvot that here he's saying v'shmatim b'kolo, and you listen to his voice. The lo samar asiyim, and you don't rebel by doing the mitzvot losa, by transgressing the mitzvot losa, say the negative commandment.
He's just trying to cover all the gaps.
Right.
Because
you gotta do everything.
You could fear him, but you don't listen to him. You could listen to him, but you could also do stuff against him also at the same time.
Right.
You're just being more constant here. No loopholes.
Right. I saw a different angle, sort of, in that movie they bring down from someone. I forget who, but they bring down, he pointing out that, you know, you can have fear of Hashem, you could be serving Hashem, you could be doing the mitzvot, but you could still be rebelling against Him. You know, because you can, it's what are the other things that you're doing, you know? You could be showing up to davening, you could be doing all the mitzvot, but, and I guess especially with the Malbim, you know, it's the mitzvot los aseh, it's the things you're not supposed to be doing, what you're not supposed to be involved in. Some people try to sort of live a double life. And we have to be consistent, right? You have to be, like you're saying, through and through, that you're a person's an Eved Hashem. And he says, so that's the deal. You have to do it all. Then it will remain as it is. V'yisem gam atem, then you, gam amelech Hashem alach aleichem, achar Hashem alkechem, will remain following Hashem, and you'll remain with Hashem. However, v'mlos ishmu b'kol Hashem, but if you do not listen to the voice of Hashem, umirisem espi Hashem, and you rebel against Hashem, so then the haisa yad Hashem b'chem uva'avoseichem, so then the hand of Hashem will be against you and against your father.
Almost like part of Shema.
Yeah. It's a Kabbalah, right? The Shema is a Kabbalah mitzvot, Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim, and that's what he's telling them. You got to accept it. This is the deal. Gam ato now hisyatzvu uru'u es hadavar hagadol hazeh asher Hashem oseh ve'einichem. Now stand and see this great matter that Hashem is going to do before your eyes. Hello, Kitzir Chitim Ayom. Today is the day of the harvest of grain, of wheat. Etra El Hashem, I will call out to Hashem, the Yitain Kolos Umatar. He's going to make thunder and rain. Uzi'u Ureu. And then you'll know and you'll see Kira Aschem Rabba Asher Asitem Bene Hashem, that which you did was very bad in the eyes of Hashem. We show Lachem Melech, to ask for a king. So basically, Shmuel HaNavi is not letting this just go. You know, this king thing. He wants to be sure that they understand that. Well, you know, we've accepted your wish, your request, but it wasn't the right thing. Vayikra Shmuel El Hashem. And Shmuel called out to Hashem, Vayitein Hashem es kolos, Hashem kolos umatar bayomahu, and Hashem sent thunder and rain on that day, Vayirachol ha'am me'od as Hashem v'yash Shmuel. And the nation was very scared of Hashem and Shmuel. So, right, Rashi tells us that that rain at this time is a siman klala. It's a sign of a curse. It's not a good time for it to rain. I guess right at the beginning of the summer, it's not supposed to rain then. It could be their wheat was already harvested. I think that if it would rain on the harvested wheat, it probably wouldn't be good. I'm not sure about that, but really what Shmuel HaNavi is bringing out is I'm very tight with Hashem. You know, I can call down a miracle, and so right this whole time. There was like a double problem with asking for a king. One was a rejection of Shmuel HaNavi, and the other was a rejection of Hashem. Right? Shmuel HaNavi is insulted himself when they ask for a king, and Hashem tells them, no, they didn't disgrace you, they disgraced me. So ultimately it seems, you know, they've in some way disgraced both of them. So Shmuel HaNavi is saying, and this is, you know, this is his rebuke. His rebuke is that if you would continue to live with me, you know, we could live above natural means. We don't need a king. Asking for a king is asking to live under natural circumstances. And that was the wrong thing to do. We got on fine with special hashkafa, with living really l'malam min ateva, above nature, up until now. And look, you know, this is what you're rejecting. You're asking to replace me. Look what I can do. I can ask Hashem that to bring rain right now, and Hashem will bring rain. And indeed,
for just so many years, though.
What?
For just so many years. I mean, you see this time. I mean, when you were called Shosi, you see, when the second they lost the Navi, they started doing that.
You're right.
So once Shmuel's gone, then what?
Yeah.
What they're saying is, we know you're going to be gone soon, and we're going to regress again, and we're going to have another one. But if you have a king, the hope is that there'll be a, after that king, you already know who the next king is. There'll be a continuous succession of kings who will hopefully lead you on the right path and take the place of the Navi.
Yeah.
So that's what the king is, but I mean, of course, you see later on that some king are great, but in some way, that's also what they're saying. They know they're having another threat, they realize these threats are going to keep coming. At one point, we're going to sit and we're going to need one.
Right. Yeah, so we kind of, you know, we worked through a lot of these questions because this is recurring, like over many Prakim, this asking for a king. And right, so as I mentioned, one of the things that really kicks this off is Shmuel's son. Shmuel's son's replacing. Shmuel seemingly goes into retirement. They're not following in his ways, and then the people ask for a king. So it was like, well, Shmuel, you know, you retired, right? So we had many different approaches. It was the way that they asked for the king. It was the timing of it, maybe they should have waited till Shmuel passed on, or asked for it to be, at least to start after he passes on. It was that they were asking, there was nobody fit from the line of David, of Yehuda, which was really where they should have gotten a king from, and since there was nobody fit, so maybe they should have waited to ask for a king. So we had different approaches, but yeah, that's definitely one of the questions that we struggle with. Okay. So Pasuk Yitzhak Vayomru Cholam El Shmuel, and the whole nation said to Shmuel, Hispalel be'ad avodecha al Hashem elokecha ve'al namos. Daven to Hashem for your servant ve'al namos, so that we should not die. Because we've added to all of our sins, we've added the sin of asking for a king. So here they are ready to admit fault, to do tshuva, under the threat of death. I guess they saw this rain, thunderous rain that Shmuel HaNavi called down, a sign of curse at this time. Apparently this really scared them. Like the cycle continues. They were frightened and they said, okay, you know, we get it. We should really be serving Hashem. We were wrong. So they turn to Shmuel and they ask for forgiveness. They ask him to daven to Hashem on their behalf, and they admit fault. Vayomer Shmuel el ha'am, and Shmuel said to the nation, Al tiro, don't be afraid. Atem asitem es kohara azot. You have done all of this bad. Ach al tosuru me'achar Hashem. But don't turn away from Hashem. Vavatem es Hashem b'chol avavchem. Rather, serve Hashem with all of your heart. Well, the king was already appointed. And again, according to some of our approaches, once they do tshuva, then maybe it's okay for them to have a king, right? It was, again, if it was just the way that they asked, but if they sort of change their angle, change the perspective, so then. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a very, very hard sugya, this whole king sugya. There's a lot of back and forth. You know, what did they do wrong in the first place? You know, what was wrong to Shmuel? What was wrong to Shaul, to Hashem? You know, aren't they? Isn't there a mitzvah to have a king? Right? All these questions that we've. I mean, we also had though. The first time. I mean, there were in the first in Pasuk test when they first asked for a king. So they asked for a king. Shmuel and Hashem get angry. Shmuel gives them a whole long, you know, speech about what's going to happen if they get a king. And then they say, no, we still want a king. So at that point, the Malbim learned that they had rephrased their question to ask for it in a more proper way. Or maybe just to clarify what they wanted. And it wasn't really wrong what they wanted originally. We had this idea from the Gemara that there were different groups here. Some people were asking it for the right reason, some people were asking it for the wrong reason. So at the end of the day, there is a mitzvah to appoint a king. And it would seem that always precedes building the Beis HaMikdash. That there's three mitzvahs when you come into Eretz Yisrael to appoint the king, to destroy Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. And seemingly they have to be done in that order. So
maybe this could be related. They didn't ask for a king to destroy Amalek and build the Beis HaMikdash. They asked for a king for a different
reason. Yeah, right. So that was, or not for the mitzvah of the Torah, right? Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'lo Tasuru, and don't turn away, Ki Acharei HaTov, Asher, and go after nothingness, Asher Go Yo'ilu V'lo Yasilu, Kito Hema, don't go after nothingness, that futility, idols that won't help you, and won't save you, because they are Tov, they're futile, Ki Lo Yito Shashem Amo, V'avor Shemo HaGodo. Very amazing pasuk, very important pasuk. Hashem will not abandon his nation Bavur Shmo Agadol, for his great name. Now his name is intertwined with us. Ki Hovil Hashem La'asos Eschem Lo La'am, because Hashem has promised to make you his nation. Let's just read till the end of the paragraph. Three more psukim. Gam Anochi Chalilali Mechato Hashem. Me as well, Chalilali Chas V'Shalom, that I should sing against Hashem. Mechado V'Espal Batchem, to not daven on your behalf. V'Reis Yeschem B'Derech HaTovah V'Yeshara, and rather I should show you the way, the good way, the straight way. Ach Yiru Es Hashem, rather you should fear Hashem. V'Avatem Oso Be'emes B'Chol Avavchem, and serve Him in truth with all your heart. Yiru Es Asher Higdil Imachem, because you can see that how He has done great things with you, with your people. Hareya Tareyu Gamatem Gamalkachem Tisafu. He ends off. But right, and if you will do evil, then you and your king will be gathered in, will be killed. And that is the end of Shmuel's rebuke. We'll see next week if we maybe go back a little bit to talk about it more, or maybe we'll just go on.
Okay.